Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3616. And today's date is April 11th, 2025. And the title of the episode is RFK and MLK Ready for Release. Do you see how Trump is setting the stage for the Moab? Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see how they are panicking right now. And yes, they will be fighting back. Why? Because Trump right now is restructuring the entire globalist system. And as he restructures the system, people are going to feel discomfort. People are going to feel like things aren't going right. And yes, the market is going to fluctuate. Remember, the market is not the economy. The market is the globalist system. And this is what they use to control pretty much everything. But once again, we can see that Trump, he is moving forward with the plan. Why? Because he has the people. And as he moves forward, he's playing the game of chicken. And you could see his main goal is China, because that's where a lot of the manufacturing is. And we can see that he is now playing the game of chicken, where we're going to see who folds first. Now, do I think Trump is going to fold first? Absolutely not. But the other thing that you can see, and it's clear as day, Trump, he used the art of the deal because he needed to see the board. He needed to see who our true trading partners were and are, and that's exactly what he did. he went ahead and he placed a reciprocal tariff on every single country in the world. He wanted to see which countries were going to negotiate with him, where they would come forward and say, okay, let's work out a deal. And he wanted to see which countries were going to hold back. And that is exactly what we're seeing. Now we can see the board very, very clearly. And this is why I do believe Eric Trump, from the very, very beginning, came out and said, listen, whoever negotiates with President Trump first is going to get a great deal. Anyone that waits, it's going to be awful. I've seen this movie before. Because what's going to happen is he wanted to see who the true trading partners were. And now that he knows who these countries are, he's going to trade with them, make an incredible deal with them. And those people, those countries that are resisting, he's going to say, you know something? Sorry, you're out. And we could see this is how this is all forming right now. And as we move forward, we're going to see the market bounce up and down. We're going to see the economists, the fake news. They're all going to be calling for a recession. One day they'll say, well, there is no recession. The next day they'll say there is a recession. Because again, this is a restructuring of the entire system. If you go back to 1971, when we came off of the gold standard and they set up the petrodollar system, what happened during that period of time? The entire system was in a state of fluctuation. We saw that we didn't have fuel because they were switching from the gold standard to the petrodollar system and everything had to come online. So at that point, they made up a story, oh, we have fuel shortages. There were never fuel shortages. I mean, think about it. We're over 50-something plus years now, and do we have a shortage of fuel? Absolutely not. That was a story that was made up because what was happening during this period of time? They were taking us off the gold standard and bringing us onto the petrodollar system. And during this period of time, we saw a great recession. People didn't have jobs. Actually, if you look at the countries around the world, certain countries even had blackouts and great recessions. So Trump now, he set everything up and he's trying to minimize the pain as we transition from one system to another. And what I think the fake news, the economists, the deep state players, what they're going to do is they're going to try to amplify the entire thing and make it seem like it's a lot worse than it really is. And remember, those individuals who have stocks, those individuals that have retirement funds in the stock market, the market's going to go up and down. If you keep everything in the market, in the end, it's all going to work out. I think, and I do believe Trump has already said this. And you can see we are on our way right now and we're moving forward with the plan to restructure the entire system and eventually move towards removing the Federal Reserve. And I do believe that is the end goal in all of this. And we're also going to see that we're going to be heading back to the gold standard and back to the Constitution. And if you notice, gold is skyrocketing right now. And I do believe that gold is way undervalued. And you have to remember the reserves, the gold reserves that we have, again, they're not audited, and eventually they will audit them. I do believe that will be done at the right time, at the right moment. Those are only valued at $42 an ounce. So what's going to happen, they're going to have to revalue all the gold. And I do believe the gold will be revalued way higher than $3,000 an ounce. Because when you really look at what's going on and what, and when you really look at the fiat currency has lost, what, 98% of its value? So there's no way that gold is at $3,000 an ounce. Actually, if you go back to the 1913 calculation, what do you see gold at right now? Something like $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000. It might even be more than that. But we'll be talking a lot more about this in a little bit. First, let's start off with what is going on with the largest U.S. egg producer. Because you have to remember, when Trump was coming into office, what did Biden do? He actually killed a lot of the chickens, made the egg prices go way, way up, and he didn't work alone. There were companies and others that were working with him. Why? Because they probably worked out a deal. And when you look at Cal-Maine Foods, Inc., this is the nation's largest egg producer. It looks like they're being investigated by the Department of Justice, Antitrust Division, over the national increase in egg prices. And the brief admission in its newest financial report made headlines, and the company's shares fell by about 4%. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Cal-Maine announced that it signed an agreement before the end of the third quarter to acquire Echo Lake Foods for about $258 million. And Echo Lake Foods is a leading innovator with a long history of providing quality ready-to-eat egg products and breakfast foods to blue-chip customer base. So the question is, did they work out this deal? Did the government say, or the Biden administration say, we're not going to interfere with this as long as you do what we say? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but that is very, very interesting. And like we said before, we could see the deep state players, the central bankers, they're going to be bouncing all over the place. Actually, Goldman Sachs right now suddenly changed its tune on a recession forecast when the market started to shoot up. And of course, when the market goes down, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to say, oh, the recession is back, and now we should be worried. But as of right now, we could see the market is holding steady. Gold is above 3,200. And this is just absolutely unbelievable when you look at gold, because I do believe in the end, we're going to be going back to the Constitution, which means we'll be going back to the gold standard. Because remember, going all the way back to 1971, what did Nixon do? He brought us off the gold. He took us off the gold standard and brought us into a full fiat system. Now, I don't believe it was him alone. Of course, Kissinger, during this period of time, he set up the petrodollar system. He was the one that was pushing to remove this country off of the gold standard and put us onto the petrodollar system. Now what Trump is doing, he is reversing everything, and he's putting a lot of pressure on the Federal Reserve, because remember, the Federal Reserve right now, they are holding steady and they're waiting to see what happens. Now what Trump is doing every step of the way, he's showing that inflation is coming down. Now, of course, remember the fake news, the Federal Reserve, they've been pushing the narrative out there that tariffs are inflationary. You're going to see inflation skyrocket. And what's very interesting is that the inflation rate has dropped. Trump War Room put this out and said, inflation drops to 2.4%, lower than the expectations of 2.5%. Core CPI inflation falls below 3% for the first time since March of 2021. Month over month, CPI inflation turns negative. Trump is delivering on his pledge to lower prices for the American people. And this is going against the narrative of the deep state players, against the narrative of the central bank, of all the economists, because now we see inflation falling. And I do believe it's going to fall even further, because what's happening? OPEC has accelerated the oil production. Trump is drilling for oil, and we're going to see inflation drop. Now, again, you have to remember, inflation is cumulative. So it's dropping where we're not seeing inflationary prices right now. Everything that we've already accumulated stays. But this is making the argument that the Fed should drop the rates. And of course, do they really want to drop the rates, or are they trying to get Trump to force them to drop the rates? And what is Trump doing? He's actually showing the people, because remember, the Fed made up the parameters. Oh, we need to see the inflation rate drop. Oh, we need to see the unemployment numbers. And Trump is going to hand them all of this. And he's going to put it right in their lap and say, okay, this is everything that you've been talking about. Go ahead. I don't have to force you to do anything. This is what you said you were going to do. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and we mentioned this just yesterday, Kevin O'Leary, he is now saying that we should be placing 400% tariffs on China. Now, China, they just hit back with 125% tariff. And you could see that as of right now, we're in a game of chicken. Now, Kevin O'Leary, he said a lot more. He said Trump is playing hardball with the Chinese. He says they cheat, they steal our IP. I can't litigate in their courts. You might not like Trump. You might not like his style of rhetoric, but he's getting it done. He's calling China out on all of this. Hans responded to all of this and said, setting everything else aside, this alone should have disqualified China from joining the World Trade Organization, which explicitly mandates the traders have the right to appeal customs decisions before independent adjudicators, which don't exist in China. Brian Gates responded to all of this and said, Bill Clinton smoothing the way for China to join the World Trade Organization was one of the most corrupt things ever done by a U.S. president. And Hans brings up a crucial point that everyone knew back in 1997 to 2001, that China would never be allowing foreign traders into their country's courtrooms to challenge tariffs and other trade decisions. but too many people were demanding this happen, and so it did. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, between them, spent 16 years being paid off to step out of the way and let American manufacturers be gutted and sold in a fire sale and shipped overseas. And yes, Trump is blaming all the past presidents, because who really owns the World Trade Organization? Who really owns the World Health Organization? It's China. And I don't mean they own it monetarily. Who controls it? It is China. Because you have to remember, I do believe, going back in time, they were preparing for China to be the superpower, to be the reserve currency. They have the exchanges. They have the manufacturing. They have the power. They have pretty much everything. And this is why they were trying to destroy the U.S., because they were preparing to transfer everything over to China. And who's stopping all this? Trump is. Rapid Response 47 put this out and said, POTUS on decades of bad policies. Trump says this started with the World Trade Organization, which was owned and paid for by China. They said they were a developing nation. I blame the people sitting at this desk. They allowed this to happen. And that's exactly what they did. Because again, what were they trying to do? They were trying to transfer everything out of this country, because this country was no longer going to be the reserve currency. If we went to war, we would lose the war, we would lose the Constitution, and China would be the new superpower. And you could see over time, what did they do? They moved the manufacturers out of this country, and to trick the people and build their criminal syndicate system, they added government jobs. So as we lost manufacturing jobs, as we lost jobs in this country in the private sector, they added government jobs to make up the difference. And that's exactly what you see when you look at the two charts, when you see the government and you look at manufacturing. As we lost jobs, they kept replacing it with government jobs to fool everyone into thinking that we had full employment. The whole thing was a gigantic trick. Just like when they recalculated the entire unemployment numbers, when they recalculated the entire inflationary numbers, when they completely and utterly recalculated the GDP numbers. So they manipulated all these numbers. And what they did was they kept removing things. They kept changing the calculation to make you think that the economy was strong when it really wasn't. And now, as Trump is placing tariffs on all of these countries, we can see that we're going through a period, which is a period of transitioning. And as we transition, yes, you're going to feel discomfort. Just like when you have a person that has been taking drugs for a very long time and they're transitioning off the drugs, they go through a withdrawal. They're going through a detox. That is what we're going through right now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit Reliable rxstore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is reliable. rxstore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. We're removing ourselves from the globalist system. And Trump, while he's doing this, is restructuring the entire globalist system at the same time. And when you look at all the experts where they're saying that the market's going to go down to zero or whatever the number they're going to pick, and they're saying that we're going to be in a recession, well, they're all wrong. We've already been in a recession. Actually, what Trump is doing, he's taking us out of a recession. Clandestine put this out and said the following. Wait, you mean to tell me all the experts are wrong? The people who are wrong about everything all the time got it wrong again? Who could have seen this coming? It's almost like Trump has a plan and knows what he's doing. And that's absolutely true. And you could see that as he moves forward with the tariffs, as he continually negotiates with other countries, what else does he need? He needs his big, beautiful tax cuts because those are going to offset any tariff increases. How is he going to do this? He's going to do this with what? Lower energy. He's going to give tax cuts to the people. So as some products move up in price, I don't think it's going to be that long. I don't even think it's going to be that by that much. Even though they're reporting it's going to be catastrophic, he's going to lower the energy prices, which means fuel prices are going to come down. And with this bill, he is setting the stage for tax cuts. And what I mean by tax cuts is not just renewing his tax cuts that we had before and extending them and making them permanent. The bill has the ability to remove the income tax, taxes on tips. And I do believe that's what this is being set up to do. Because within the bill, he has that power. Rapid Response 47 put this out and said, "Screw America. A new report from CEA 47 shows that extending the Trump tax cuts will raise real wages by as much as $3,300 a year, increase take-home pay for median-income households by as much as $5,000 a year, boost short-run real GDP by 3.3% to 3.8%, and long-run deal GDP by 2.6% to 3.2%, save 4.1 million jobs from being destroyed, invest as much as $100 billion in distressed communities." And this bill is very, very important because it also sets the stage for dropping the income tax. And I do believe once Trump negotiates the deals with all the different countries, all the countries that said, okay, I want to negotiate, we're going to see things really start to move. And remember, those countries that aren't negotiating, they're going to have a very, very difficult time. And I do believe Trump, he is now going after China because that is the main country that he needs to go after. And he set the stage where he could see the board very, very clearly. And you could see the European Union, they have decided to pause its planned counter tariffs on U.S. goods for 90 days. This decision comes in response to Trump announcing on April 9th that he would pause higher tariffs on most countries for 90 days, with the exception of China. Any of those countries that decided to come forward and make a deal with Trump. Trump, he put this out and said, "Congratulations to the House on the passage of a bill that sets the stage for one of the greatest and most important signings in the history of our country. Among many other things, it'll be the largest tax and regulation cuts ever even contemplated. Make America great again." So Trump, everything now is set. Everything is ready to go. And I do believe that we're going to have this bill. He'll sign it. And this sets everything up where he can then remove the taxes as the tariff income comes in. Remember, we're setting up an external revenue service to get rid of the internal revenue service. So this is going to be absolutely incredible. But you can see what the deep state players are doing right now. They're trying to make it seem like Trump has folded, that Trump gave in and the tariffs aren't working. That's not true whatsoever. George put this out and said, just so we're clear, Trump didn't fold in any way, shape, or form by giving 75 countries a 90-day reciprocal tariff pause. Just think, before Liberation Day, the United States had practically zero tariffs on imports. On Liberation Day, Trump made it 10% across the board and calculated an additional reciprocal tariff rate using the interesting math. Countries panicked, called the White House to beg for relief, and just a week later, he gives them a 90-day pause on the reciprocal tariffs, while the newly imposed 10% base tariffs remain. To put it simply, he made the reciprocal so high that countries are now celebrating only getting hit with 10%. If you ever negotiating for something, come in with an offer that changes everything your counterpart had in mind about the deal, and in the end, you leave with everything you wanted plus more. Absolutely. Clandestine put this out and said, for those pushing the narrative that Trump caved, you are mistaken. Trump implemented the tariff to prove to the world he is willing to do it, adding validity to his threats, granting him all the leverage in negotiations, and creating urgency. Now that 75-plus nations have shown they are motivated to make a deal, Trump can take them down to 10% for 90 days to give all these nations time to negotiate a new trade deal in good faith. But they know, in the back of their mind, that they don't reach a fair and reasonable deal in a timely fashion, the tariffs are going back up. And they know Trump is not afraid to go through with it because they just watched him do it. Trump is showing the world he means business and is giving them an opportunity to capitulate. Trump had to prove to the world that he holds all the cards and he's willing to use them. Every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackal who he is. And that's absolutely true. And actually, Trump has never wavered from this plan. If you go back to 2011, he was giving a speech about China and how he was going to tax China and actually pretty much reset the globalist system. Just take a listen to what he said back in 2011. Green Lives Matter put this out. Take a listen.
When I see what China is doing, I'll give you a little China story also. China, I said the other day, very, very hard to buy anything outside of China, or certain other countries also, but China's, you know, the one. And I said, somebody said, well, what would you do? What can you do? So easy. I drop a 25% tax on China. And you know, I said to somebody that it's really the messenger. The messenger is important. I could have one man say, we're going to tax you 25%. And I could say another, listen, you motherfuckers, we're going to tax you 25%. Now, you've said the same exact thing. You've said the same exact thing, but it's a different messenger. And I'll tell you what will happen with China, in my opinion. And I'm not looking to have enemies with China. You know, I actually get along. I'm a lover, not a fighter, okay? You've been reading about that for years. But I'll tell you something. When they really believe it, when they don't have Obama bowing to the king of Saudi Arabia, bow down. Remember that one? Does everybody remember that? Remember, they're all screaming, drop to your knees, drop to your knees. So when we don't have Obama having all these state dinners and everything, when we have somebody that's real and tough and smart and sane, I'm saying smart, they're going to give us anything they want. Because, you know, the IMF, did you see the International Monetary Fund? They came out with a statement last week that this is unheard of. This is unthinkable. That in 2016, that's in like 4 years, China is going to eclipse the United States as a great economic power. We're going to be in second. And if you would have said that 10 years ago, if you would have said that during the time of the late, great Ronald Reagan, people would have laughed at you. They would have laughed. So China's going to eclipse us in 4 years. Now, under the Trump doctrine, that doesn't happen. You know why? Because we're going to start making our own products. We're not going to let them made in China. You know, when you go to China and you want to sell stuff in China, they make you build a plant and they take all your technology and they pirate everything you have. Look at the deal that General Electric made. They gave up all of this high technology in order to go there. They had to build factories. When the Chinese sell to us, oh, just come on in. Come on in, folks. We'll pay you whatever. We are so stupid. It's unbelievable. So under the Trump doctrine, it doesn't work that way. It's fellas, we love you very much. You want to sell to us? Build your plant in Alabama. Build your plant in Nevada. Build your plant wherever the hell you want it. But you're not bringing in all your crap, including your rotted sheetrock that's making everybody sick. Let me tell you something. The other thing is we make a much better product. But you can't compete price-wise because of the manipulation. So one of two things is going to happen, and I hope it's the second. The first is they stop screwing around, but the second is they don't. So here's what happens. About 60% of their sales will stop. We will increase the hell out of employment. We'll be building plants. I saw one the other day, a fantastic Wilcox, a fantastic plant, yesterday in New Hampshire. We will start building. They make weaponry, most incredible plants. I didn't even know we had anything like that anymore because everything's made in other countries. Unbelievable. And this is high technology stuff. Incredible. Wilcox, look it up. Great. And I don't even have a piece of the company. I wish I did. But they make their own products. But you'll have thousands of those places once you do that. So they'll behave. But if they don't behave, that's even better for us, because we're going to start building our own plants. And we'll tell Apple and we'll tell all these other companies, you got to build your own factories. I'm sorry, you can't make it over there. We got to put our own people to work. So, and I'll just go one step further. It can happen so fast.
So think about what Trump has done right now. Trump can see the board clearly. This is the 40,000-foot view. We now understand who our preferred trading partners are and where all the problems are and who is against the U.S. China has shown themselves to be a bad actor. So at this point, you can see Trump now can see the board very, very clearly, and he's playing the game of chicken with China. And remember, the U.S. has all the leverage, and yes, it's going to be volatile during this period of time. It's not going to be like the 70s. That was a great recession. We had no fuel. Other countries had blackouts. I do believe Trump, by approaching it in this fashion, he's minimizing what the deep state, the central bankers believe are going to happen or what they're trying to amplify. Think about it. During COVID, the virus that no one would have realized that they even had, because it's 99.99% curable without any type of medication, because the virus wasn't that dangerous. What did the fake news have to do? They had to amplify it to make it look like it was a lot worse than it really was. So what did they do? They put these fake ticker numbers on the screen to convince you that it was really bad. And they used a fake test to show everyone has it. And the whole thing was one gigantic hoax. I'm not saying the virus was a hoax, but the lethality of the virus was a hoax. And they pushed this very, very hard. And they held the cure from all the people. So what do you think they're doing right now with the economy? Yes, they're going to push it, and they're going to try to convince everyone that this is terrible. He's destroying the entire system. Well, they're right about that. He is going to be destroying the entire system, their entire system. And right now, you could see that Trump, he gave the world relief who wanted to negotiate, and China is now on the chopping block. And you could see that Trump, he actually took it to the next step. Remember where he closed the loophole for the de minimis tariff? And that was going all the way back to the 30s or so, where you can actually bring in items that were $200 or less. And in 2015, they upped it to $800 or less. And there were no tariffs, there were nothing. Well, China's been using this loophole for a very, very long time. And Trump, he just modified the de minimis tariff, And this is from Executive Order 14257. He increased the baseline tariff for product mail from China, de minimis tariff, from 30 to 90% to 120%. Mail products from China now face 120% tariff. Additionally, the minimum tariff amounts increased from 75 to 100 effective May 1st and from 150 to 200 effective June 1st. If you order a $20 shirt from China effective June 1st, you will pay $220, $20 for the first shirt and $200 minimum tariff. There is no way Chinese e-commerce can survive this level of tariff duty fees. Now, the only way for the Chinese e-commerce to maneuver this would be to extend the delivery times and transship through alternate mail and distribution centers in other countries. So they can mail your $20 shirt to Vietnam or Mexico or Canada and have a distribution center then repackage and mail it to the U.S. So what is Trump doing right now to block all this? He's setting up bilateral free trade agreements with each of the nations that China might attempt to use a transshipping hub. Within those pending FTAs, there will certainly be no transshipping allowed and trade sanctions in the FTAs as punitive punishment if they did. So this is what Trump is doing right now, and all these companies that have come forward, he's going to be making this deal, and he's going to box in China. Actually, this is why Scott Bessent said China is now surrounded, because think about what Trump is doing. And by the way, this was all part of the plan. Unusual Whales put this out and said, U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent, this was Trump's strategy all along. You might even say he goaded China into a bad position. He told me the strategy on Sunday. And Scott Bessent said the tariffs were always meant as a smart negotiating move, and the 90-day pause is part of the plan to bring other countries to the table. Because once again, are we going to have tariffs? Yes. Are we going to have better trading deals? Yes. Now, are the tariffs going to be 100%, 150%? No. I do believe there'll be money coming in from all these different companies, and Trump is going to work out a deal with every single country where, yes, we will have tariffs on both sides, and this way it's not one-sided. He's going to even the playing field, and he's going to bring in a lot of money into this country, because again, if you're setting up an external revenue service, you need to make sure that these tariffs are set up. And yes, the other countries are most likely going to have tariffs, but it's going to be on an even playing field, which means we're going to be bringing a lot of money into this country. And it looks like there are 15 countries that have already made trade deal offers to the Trump administration after the reciprocal tariffs were announced last week. So it's off to a great start, and I do believe that this is all part of the art of the deal. And if we go back to 2014, and this is a tweet from Trump, it says, deals are my art form. Other people paint beautiful or write poetry. I like making deals, preferably big deals. That's how I get my kicks. Dan Scavino put this out and said, the art of the deal. And that's exactly what you just witnessed. You see, remember, Trump never goes directly at the deep state players, at the central bankers. He uses a very different strategy. And sometimes it might look like he has no idea what he's doing or he's destroying things. But again, this is to bring those individuals to the table. And he uses all these different strategies. It's almost like Sun Tzu, the art of war, which is the same as the art of the deal. And you could see this is how he maneuvers. He doesn't go straight at the people. And actually, the video that you listened to about the messenger, he can send different messages. And they seem like they're the same, but they're actually a little different. And he plays with those people that he's negotiating with. And he actually backs them and surrounds them in a corner. And that's exactly what he has done with China. So I do believe in the end that China will fold. All these other countries will negotiate with Trump. Trump now is able to see the board very, very clearly. And he's already started the process of bringing currency into this country. At the same time, we're drilling for oil. OPEC has accelerated production. Oil prices are going to come down. So everything the deep state players have been saying, well, I don't believe it's going to happen. And I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see improvements every single day. Now, yes, some days you might see the market go down. Some days you might see it go up. But you have to remember the market is not the economy. The deep state, the central bankers, they use the market to signal when they want the recession to hit and when they're ready to say it's a recession. Because if you go back to 2008, 2009, we were in a recession that entire year. Actually, it started in 2007. But nobody admitted it until the market went down. That was the signal that the recession is here, even though we were already in a recession. The same thing has happened right now. We're in a recession. I do believe they're going to be going back to 2024, and they're going to say it started during Biden's term, and Trump brought us out of the recession. And I do believe that is what we're going to witness. And I think in the end, we're going to see Trump start to mention that we need to audit Fort Knox. We need to make sure that we have the gold, because that's how you'll know when he's ready to take it to the next level. And what is the next level? I do believe we're going to be going back to the Constitution. I do believe we'll be restructuring the Federal Reserve. And I do believe that we will no longer borrow our currency. We will take currency coming in from the outside, which means every step of the way, Trump is going to make it easier and easier for the people as he removes your taxes. And people, they're never going to want to go back to the central bank system. And what do you think is going to happen during the midterms? Because at this point, I do believe he's probably going to have 80, 85% of the country paying no income taxes by the midterms, which means people are going to say, holy crap, I don't want this to end. Let's vote those people in that are going to keep pushing this. And that's the whole point, because then he can take it to the next level, because the next part of this is getting rid of the Federal Reserve, auditing the Federal Reserve, showing that the Federal Reserve is a criminal organization. Think about it. Elon right now, as he's auditing all these different agencies, auditing everything the deep state, the central bankers have been doing, he's showing the fraud. He's showing the criminal activity. The next part of this is the Federal Reserve. And he needs those people in Congress to move this to the next phase. So he has the people. He's going to be removing the income taxes. And the people are going to be with him for the next phase of this plan. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now struggling. What do they have? They have nothing. They're running out of ammunition. I mean, think about in the past when he first walked down or came down the escalator in 2016. They were already building and planting fake evidence that he's been colluding with Russia. Then they moved into the impeachment hoax of Ukraine. Then, as he was running for election, they decided to bring all these different indictments against him, and they even tried to assassinate him. They tried all these things, and what do they have left right now? They have Adam Schiff saying, oh, I'm going to investigate insider trading. Well, think about what they just did. They projected everything that they did onto Trump, just like they do every single time. And what we're going to find out is that it wasn't Trump that was doing insider trading. It was Schiff. It was Pelosi. It was Maxine Waters. It was Elizabeth Warren. It was all these individuals. Plus, they've been receiving kickbacks from all the money laundering. So is that a good plan? Is that something that's going to actually stop Trump? I mean, think about what Adam Schiff just said. Think about what they are doing with the judges. Is this really going after Trump right now, like they did before? No, it's very, very different. They do not have the power. They don't have the leverage. They used their ammo up. Now, the only thing most likely that they have left, and I'm not talking about the D's, I'm talking about those individuals that are the unelected, those people that hide behind the curtain like Soros and many others. The only thing that they have left is to try to use a cyber attack or some type of an event to bring us into war. But even that is becoming very, very tough. It doesn't mean that they won't try. What we're saying here is that this is going to be very, very tough to do because, again, Trump now has the people on his side. Trump has the military on his side. And he's dismantling their entire system step by step. Plus, they are blind right now because he's removing their security clearance. So as he removes all of this from the deep state players, it's making it very, very difficult for them to fight back. And at the same time, Trump is releasing the JFK files. He's now prepared and ready to release the RFK MLK files. And Tulsi Gabbard actually came out and said, yes, in a couple of days, these will be released. And what is he doing with this? He's building the story to show the people that it is our own government that has been manipulating, that has been tricking you, lying to you, that our own government is the criminal syndicate. And this is going to lead back to the CIA. It's going to lead back to the FBI. And this is why he's releasing all this information, because he's going back to the actual start, which, you know, we all know it started before this, but this is when everything started to accelerate. Because if you really think about it, we came off the gold standard in the 70s, and in the 60s, they were preparing and setting everything up. So I do believe that this is going to tell the story. And as we move forward, we're going to see how the deep state was formed, how they were corrupt, how they took out our leaders, how they set certain individuals up and removed other individuals. And as we move forward into what they did to Trump, it's all going to start to come together. And what Trump is actually doing, he's setting up the MOAB. What is the MOAB? I do believe in the end, he's going to show that these same people, they overthrew the United States government, they overthrew the duly elected president, and they installed the resident. And during this period of time, while the resident was in control, this individual and many, many others, They destroyed the country. And I do believe in the end, this is going to give Trump all the ammunition that he needs. Can you imagine the country seeing the proof that the 2020 election was rigged and these same people overthrew the United States government? Do you think most of the country will say, that explains it? That's why during the 4 years, these people were just destroying the country. And I do believe the people are going to demand that Trump be allowed to get maybe his term back. Because once again, once you have the people, once they're awake, once they're thinking logically, once they understand what has been happening in this country, the people, they have the final say. And the people will back anything that Congress does to give Trump a third term. And how do you get those people in position? Well, I do believe that at this point in time, Trump is setting it up all for the midterms. Because again, if we're going to move to the next part of all this, we need those individuals in the Senate and in the House. We need to remove the installed criminals. And I do believe this is what Trump is setting up right now, to actually give the people a taste of the deep state, who they are, what they've been doing, how they went after him, how everything was one gigantic hoax just to get Trump out. And I do believe as people see this, as we move forward, plus if you add in getting rid of income tax of, you know, the 80-85% of the people of this country, they're going to be all, you know, with him during the midterms, which means we will be able to bring in those people that are actually representing the people of this country. And I do believe this is the plan, because to move forward, we need all the agencies controlled, we need them cleaned out, and we need the people in the House, in the Senate, who actually represent us, who are actually going to do the things to help this country, not their masters. And once this is done, you can see that Trump, it will be very, very easy for him to move to the next phase, which I do believe is going to be arrests and trials. And we can see that during this period of time, this is what Trump is now setting it up. He's playing the long game. He's not going directly at the deep state players so they can have an event and, you know, have something happen. He is getting the people on his side, and this is building and building. And yes, even the D's are going to be on his side, because once they see the corruption, once they see the criminals, once they see the true enemy, he will have what he needs, especially when you remove the income tax. Because I don't know any person's going to say, how dare he? Can you imagine the far left going, I want my income tax back? I mean, they're defending the indefensible. It won't even make sense when everything's said and done. And that is absolutely, it's going to be absolutely amazing. But before we get to the Moab, let's talk about what Trump is doing. He's reversing everything the deep state players have done. Because remember, they were setting the country up for what? They were setting the country up to be a third world nation, to lose the war, to get rid of the Constitution, and to transition us into solar and wind power, which means they had to put everything into place to say, you must sacrifice, and you could do without. And that's really what they have been doing this entire time. And Trump, he just signed an executive order to end the overregulation of water pressure and end the war on showers. He said, make America's showers great again. So the question is, why did they do this in the first place? Who did this? Well, Barack Obama's administration, they contributed to the regulations that led to lower water pressure in household appliances like shower heads. But it wasn't where it started. It actually started with the Energy Policy Act of 1992, which was signed by George Bush, which set a federal standard limiting showerhead water flow to 2.5 gallons per minute to promote energy and water conservation. Obama's tenure from 2009 to 2017, the Department of Energy under Secretary Stephen Chu tightened interpretations of these rules, and in 2011, the DOE clarified the multi-head shower fixtures couldn't exceed the 2.5 GPM limit collectively, closing a loophole that allowed higher flow through multiple nozzles. This move effectively reduced water pressure in some setups as manufacturers had to comply with stricter designs. And the Obama administration pushed broader efficiency standards via the Energy Independence and Securities Act of 2007. So when you look at this, you could see that they were preparing to bring us into a place where you could do without, you don't need this water pressure, you don't need all of this. Because again, if we're moving to solar and wind, do you think we would have the power to produce everything that we need? No, we would not. And think about it. Go back to the 1970s when we came off the gold standard and we moved to the petrodollar system. Remember back then, they said we had a fuel shortage and they lowered the speed limit to 55 miles an hour because they said you must save by going slower. So you must sacrifice in getting someplace very, very quickly. But as time went on and Trump actually lowered the fuel prices, what happened? The speed limits, they went up again. And I do believe they'll go even higher because, again, they tried to say it was all for safety and, you know, to save fuel. But again, all of this was fake, phony, and false. And it was done to convince you that, oh, we're in a shortage, so you're going to have to sacrifice and you're going to have to drive a little bit slower. It'll take a little bit more time to get to your destination. They did this because they were preparing the country for third world status to use windmills, to use solar power, while China was going to have all the coal fire plants, they're going to have the nuclear power. They were never going to give up the energy because what their plan was, it was to make China the new reserve currency and China the new center of everything. And Trump stepped in and completely and utterly put a stop to all of this. And they were trying to bring in as many illegals into this country to try to blend this country and to actually set it up where they would have full control because these people would vote in the elections. And Trump, he put a stop to all of this. And right now, DHS, they're revoking the status of almost a million illegals who entered the U.S. through the CBP One app. And these individuals, they could self-deport or they'll be deported in another way. And we could see that as of right now, the deep state players, they're losing their grips. Plus, Trump now is removing the status of sanctuary cities, which is ridiculous because, again, what is a sanctuary city? This is a safe haven for their criminals, for the illegals that they have brought in. And we, the people, are funding all of this. This is what Trump put out on Truth. No more sanctuary cities. They protect the criminals, not the victims. They are disgracing our country and are being mocked all over the world. Working on papers to withhold all federal funding for any city or state that allows these death traps to exist. So now these cities, they're going to have to make a decision. Well, they can either break the law and try to protect the illegals, which means they can go to jail, or they can help ICE. Plus, if they decide to go against Trump, they will get no federal funding whatsoever. And that means they're going to have to use all the money that was going to the people in these cities, and they're going to have to give them to the illegals. Yes, I know a lot of cities, they've already been doing this, but it's going to be a lot more money. And what do you think the people of these cities are going to do? This is ridiculous. We're not doing this anymore. Plus, people already know that crime is up, murder, rape, you name it. It's a complete and utter disaster. And on the other hand, what is Cash Patel doing? Well, remember all those criminals and the cartels and the gangs that they brought into this country? Well, they've been dealing in drugs. They've been dealing in many other criminal activity. And Cash right now is cracking down on all of that. Cash Patel put this out and said, major blow to drug cartels, over $500 million in drug intercepted and offloaded. This operation was one of the most successful counter-narcotics efforts in U.S. history. So on one side, you have the deportation of the gangs and the criminals, and Cash now is going after those individuals that are working with these gangs, with these criminals, and actually putting a stop to it. So he's shutting down all of their operations. And we could see at this point in time, Trump and the Patriots, they are now removing everything the deep state players have done. And without their foot soldiers, without their criminals on the streets, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to push riots. It doesn't mean they're not going to try. They're going to push it as hard as they possibly can. And we know that they use Antifa. We know that they use the far, far left, but they would like a lot more people, and that's why they brought the illegals in. Yes, there's many different agendas where they're going to be used to vote. They were getting Social Security numbers. They were getting money funneled to them. We know all that, but again, this is now coming to an end. And as time goes on and more evidence comes out against the deep state players, and I do believe that Elon and team, they're going to start to produce those individuals that have been getting kickbacks. And I think this is when most likely we will start to see a communication blackout. I do believe it's going to start out in Europe and then it will flow to the US, and we're already starting to see that out in Europe. Right now, we know that the EU is going after Elon. And now we can see that out in the UK, BitChute decided that they're going to discontinue the video sharing service out there. And think about how the deep state players are trying to censor different platforms, just like they did during 2020. If you didn't mention COVID, if you didn't mention election fraud, you could stay on the platforms. So basically, they had people self-censor themselves. The same thing's happening with the social media platforms. They put these laws into place and they want the platforms to self-censor. And that's what BitChute is doing right now, because this platform is recognized and has a commitment to free expression and open discourse, and it has officially withdrawn its service from the United Kingdom, citing unattainable regulatory conditions. And we're going to see, most likely, other platforms say we cannot function in this environment, and this is being done on purpose. But once again, it's going to be a little bit more tougher in this country, which means they're going to have to use another type of tactic. And most likely, it might be a blackout of some sorts. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what we can see is that Doge and Elon's Autis, they are now uncovering an enormous amount of fraud and actually producing how the deep state cheats in the elections. And I do believe this is all going to lead up to what Trump and team are going to produce later on, because he's already ordered investigations, and Tulsi Gabbard has already come out and said, listen, I do believe, and we have evidence, that the machines can manipulate the elections. The Department of Government Efficiency put this out and said, an initial survey of unemployment insurance claims since 2020 revealed the following. 24.5 thousand people over 115 years old claimed $59 million in benefits. 28,000 people between 1 and 5 years old claimed $254 million in benefits. 9,700 people with birth dates over 15 years in the future claimed $69 million benefits in one case. Someone with a birthday in 2154 claimed $41,000. Elon responded to this and said, your tax dollars were going to pay fraudulent unemployment claims for fake people born in the future. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, questions, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. This is so crazy that I had to read it several times before it sank in. I mean, really think about this entire system that they have created where they're able to launder this money and use Social Security numbers, use this information to cheat in the elections. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I do believe all the pieces are going to come together, because once Trump and Tulsi and team, they start to produce how the deep state players cheated in the 2020 election, you're going to see how the information that Elon is getting, how it all just comes together and shows that this wasn't an accident. It wasn't a glitch. It was coordinated, and they've been doing this for a very long time. And this is what they need to show the people, because again, what do you think the deep state players are going to do? What do you think the fake news is going to do? They're going to say, oh, no, no, 2020 was a glitch. This is what they say about everything. Oh, wait, you're being banned. You're being censored. You're being shadowed. It's a glitch. Oh, if you type in, you know, whatever word, it comes up as, you know, Trump is Nazi. That's a glitch. It's always a glitch. And I think this time around, with everything that they're putting together, when they try to say it's a glitch, oh, yeah, then why did it happen in 2018? Why has it been happening all along? And why is it still happening in the future? It can't be a glitch. It's a coordinated effort, and we could show you exactly how you used the Social Security numbers and how the mail-in ballots were created and how the machines actually took the numbers and manipulated them. This is not a glitch. This is a coordinated effort, and I do believe that's what you're going to see in the end. And during this period of time, what is Trump doing right now? He's making sure that every country who is not following their treaties, he's making sure that they are following the treaties that they have with the U.S. Because remember, the deep state players, they didn't want the countries to follow the treaties because they were trying to destroy this country. Trump is trying to reverse everything that they have done. This is what Trump put out about Mexico. Mexico owes Texas 1.3 million acre feet of water under the 1944 water treaty. But Mexico is unfortunately violating their treaty obligation. This is very unfair, and it is hurting South Texas farmers very badly. Last year, the only sugar mill in Texas closed because Mexico has been stealing the water from Texas farmers. Ted Cruz has been leading the fight to get South Texas and water it is owed. But Sleepy Joe refused to lift a finger to help the farmers. That ends now. I will make sure Mexico doesn't violate our treaties and doesn't hurt our Texas farmers. Just last month, I halted shipments to Tijuana until Mexico complies with the 1944 water treaty. My agriculture secretary, Brooke Rollins, is standing up for the Texas farmers, and we will keep escalating consequences, including tariffs and maybe even sanctions, until Mexico honors the treaty and gives Texas the water they are owed. And think about the Panama Canal, because again, there was a treaty there. And what was Panama doing? They were bringing in China. They weren't following the treaty. And now that is all about to change. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announces that the U.S. and Panama will be signing a joint declaration on the security and operation on the Panama Canal. We'll be signing a joint declaration with the Minister of Canal Affairs on the security and operation of the Panama Canal, which is a framework for U.S. warships and auxiliary ships to sail first and free through the Panama Canal. So what does the Panama Canal deal do? It allows the U.S. to deploy troops to the canal. So the document signed by top security officials from both countries allows military personnel from the United States to deploy to Panama control facilities for training, exercises, and a range of other activities. So as of right now, you could see that Trump and team, they are putting assets into place to make sure that China doesn't try to stay there, doesn't try to make any type of maneuver, because this is what Trump has been saying, that China was actually infiltrating the Panama Canal, and it is a national security threat, just like with Greenland. So I do believe in the end, everything that Trump has said, he is now doing, and we are taking back control of the canal. And I do believe sooner than later, Greenland will probably be part of the United States, and maybe with Canada holding out on the tariffs, they're going to come to find out that, wait a minute, we really need the U.S. If we don't have the U.S. and we don't have this money coming in from the tariffs, our entire economic system completely and utterly falls apart. We are completely and utterly dependent on the United States. And if we become the 51st state, well, then we don't have to worry about tariffs ever. And we will have their constitutional rights. Remember, Trudeau, he's been cracking down when he was the prime minister. He was actually cracking down on free speech. He was cracking down on their right to have a weapon, which actually in Canada, it's a privilege. And if Canada does become the 51st state, those will no longer be privileges. They will be rights. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, we could see that the fake news, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They're putting out fake information. And it looks like they just put it out with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. And the article says, Hegseth deletes key admission from statement on Panama Canal. Sean Parnell says, this is fake news, 100%. Don Jr. says, more fake news bullshit. And that's what they keep doing. And if you notice, they are continually attacking Pete Hegseth. Because again, he's going to actually drain the swamp in the Pentagon, and this is their biggest threat, because once you do that, it's going to be very, very tough to push wars, and this is exactly what they're doing. So if you think about it, Trump and team, they are shutting down the deep state's ability to do a lot, and when I mean a lot, I mean all the different false flag events that could bring us into a war. It doesn't mean they won't attempt it, but you could see how they're shutting it all down and making it very, very difficult for the deep state players. Because again, when you go after the deep state players, you don't want them to have the ability to push an event. And if you notice, as he gets rid of all the security clearances, as he starts the investigations, as he releases the JFK, RFK, MLK files, the Crossfire Hurricane files, and soon as they release the overthrow of the United States government files, this is why Trump needs to remove their ability to push certain events. And that's what this period of time is. It's removing their strength. It's removing their abilities. And once that is done, you can bring this information out and they can't do anything about it. And this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Zelensky is trying to involve China, or maybe China is helping out in Ukraine, but we know there were stories about North Korea, and really there is no proof of North Korea. And now there's stories of China being in Ukraine helping the Russians, because Zelensky just announced that Ukraine's military has captured two Chinese nationals fighting for Russia in Donetsk. So Zelensky has already reported North Koreans that they captured, now Chinese that they captured. Is he trying to bring all these countries into the war? It's starting to seem that way. And the other thing that's very interesting is that South Korea, they have fired warning shots after approximately 10 North Korean soldiers crossed the military demarcation line within the demilitarized zone. And what's very interesting is that North Korea is now coming back into focus. And think about it, just a couple days ago, a reporter asked Trump, how are you getting along with Kim Jong-un? And of course, Trump said, I got along with him just great. So the real question is, why would they bring that question up at this point in time unless they were pushed to ask that question because North Korea is going to be coming into focus? But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that we could see is that, yes, Pete Hegseth, he's basically clamping down within the Pentagon. And we could see that Trump and team, they're also culling the military generals. Because once again, you need to shut down the deep state. And yes, there are deep state players within the military and people that are not going to follow the instructions of the commander in chief. And we've seen this in the past. So right now, we can see that Trump and team, they are now culling the military. And just recently, we know General Haig, and we know that others have been removed from duty. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this as time goes on. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And like we said from the very, very beginning, Trump and team, they're going to prove in the end that this country was overthrown and they installed Biden in this position. And they have been pushing certain agendas in this country. And one of them is grooming and transforming our young children and actually mutilating them. Amuse put this out and said, this nonprofit got $22 million in government grants to teach kids about sex toys. The NIH has been quietly funding a nonprofit that sends direct messages to hundreds of minors and cell phones promoting content on sex toys, lesbian sex, transgender sex, while actively urging these children not to inform their parents. Mike Lee says, having endured 4 years of Biden lawlessness, I'm not shocked by much these days, but this one is frankly shocking. NIH used federal funding to send sexually explicit content to kids. We need to shut down this whole damn government and start over. Doge AI responded to this and said, the NIH funneling $22 million into the Center for Innovative Public Health Research to text minors about sex toys and transgender hookups isn't just wasteful, it's predatory. Their girl-to-girl power program funded under federal grants explicitly coach kids to hide these messages from their parents while pushing deviant content. This isn't education. It's ideological grooming bankrolled by taxpayers. Biden's administration greenlit this dumpster fire, proving yet again that bureaucrats weaponize your money against families. Shut it down, audit every dime, and redirect those funds to real priorities like securing borders for cutting drug costs. Corruption isn't a bug in the system. It's the system. And that's absolutely right. It is the system. That's what you're seeing. Everything that they've been doing where they said, oh, no, we're not grooming kids. Yes, everything was created in this system to bring us to where they wanted us to go. And the system was designed to use all this money to do this. Now, a lot of the money reached some of these programs. A portion of it reached some of these programs. The other portion went to other areas. And a lot of it went to kickbacks. It went to insider trading. And I do believe when the time is right, and I do believe this is probably going to happen because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a timeline right before the midterms to actually start to expose the kickbacks to show which installed politicians have been receiving funds. And I do believe that is going to happen most likely right before the midterms. I don't mean it's going to happen the day before, probably months before the midterms, to show the people who these people truly are. And right on schedule, the deep state players always like to project everything that they've been doing onto Trump. So when they saw the market go down and then go back up, of course, what did they think? Well, let's see, we insider trade, we can manipulate things. Trump must be doing the same exact thing. And this is why we have Adam Schiff out there saying that he's going to be investigating if there was insider trading with the Trump announcement on pausing tariffs. So really think about this for a second. Adam Schiff, who's been getting kickbacks and been trading illegally, is going to investigate Trump. How do you think this is going to turn out? not very well for them, because we know what they've been doing. Let's go back to post 1742, July 28, 2018, and Anon on the board said, SEC will investigate Facebook sell-off. Insider trading suspected. Peter Strzok's wife is lead SEC investigator. Down below it says, follow the family. Think texts between Peter Strzok and MH. Think past settlements. They've infiltrated every senior critical position. The circle. The circle is about to break. Post 325, December 10, 2017. Blunt and direct time. Adam Schiff is a traitor to our country. Leaker. National security evil. TikTok. Hope the $7.8 million was worth it. Enjoy the show. So Adam Schiff right now, as he's moving forward with this investigation, he's being investigated for kickbacks and money laundering and insider trading, just like everyone else. So I do believe this is going to boomerang on all of them. Just like everything that they're trying to do with the judges, trying to stop Trump from doing his job and what the people want. The Supreme Court right now gave Trump another win and allowed him to fire Biden holdovers serving on the Labor Board and Merit Systems Protection Board. For now, Justice Roberts granted a stay on the lower court's order reinstating the Biden holdovers. So Roberts ordered Gwen Wilcox and Kathy Harris to respond by next Tuesday. Trump previously fired Kathy Harris, the Democratic chairman of the Merit System Protection Board, a Biden holdover. She was then rehired by a corrupt Obama judge. Trump also fired Gwen Wilcox at the National Labor Relations Board. She was then rehired by a corrupt Obama judge. So right now, Trump, he's battling the judges. And every step of the way, we could see that the Supreme Court does step in and corrects this. But once again, this is ruining the judiciary, actually, if you really look at it. And what are people seeing now? They're seeing the corrupt judges. They're seeing that they don't have the jurisdiction. They're seeing that they're trying to control every aspect of the executive branch. And in the end, the people are going to see the truth. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Federal Appeals Court, they cleared the way for Trump to fire thousands of probationary workers across 18 federal agencies. The Virginia-based Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a 2-1 decision, granted the Trump administration a motion for a stay of the preliminary injunction pending appeal. So right now, we could see that things are moving forward. Now, of course, what's going to happen is you're going to see other judges saying, no, you can't do this. And eventually, it's all going to have to go up to the Supreme Court. Now, once again, let's see how the Supreme Court reacts to all of this. And this is going to be very, very interesting because, again, it's a separation of power and the Supreme Court must follow the rule of law. And we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end, because I do believe what Trump is doing, he's showing the people of this country how the Constitution actually works. And when you have a corrupt judiciary, the Constitution, well, we're in a crisis when this happens. So when the deep state players are continually saying Trump is bringing us into a constitutional crisis, it's not Trump, it's them. They're projecting that onto Trump. But you can see that the House right now, they're taking steps to stop these rogue judges. The U.S. House of Representatives, they have passed Representative Daryl Issa's No Rug Ruling Act, which will place restrictions on the federal district judges from issuing nationwide injunctions. The new law will stop a single district court judge, one out of 677 across the nation, from dictating policy for the entire country, as we've seen countless times from the Trump-hating activist judges. This comes after the Supreme Court vacated Judge James Boasberg's orders barring the Trump administration removals of Venezuela gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. They ruled that that Boasberg, as a single district court judge, lacked jurisdiction to dictate the presidency's policies. And yes, this should be passed because, again, if one individual has a problem, it shouldn't be every single person where they have to put a stop to everything. That individual should sue then if they have the right to sue and they have the ability to sue. Because once again, most of these illegals, they don't have the right to sue. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And it looks like the people are taking back control. And hopefully this gets through the Senate and makes it to Trump's desk. Now, once again, if it doesn't, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're setting everything up for the midterms to remove all those individuals that are not for this country and replace them with representatives that are going to represent we the people. And we could see this is where all this is moving. But Trump, he's moving at lightning speed with pretty much everything. And he is now ordering certain investigations into certain individuals who leaked classified information. He's authorizing investigations into certain attorney offices that help with covering up the rigged elections. And I do believe there's going to be many, many investigations. Now, all these investigations are going through the Department of Justice. And Trump, his latest order to the Justice Department is to investigate Miles Taylor, the anonymous author who leaked classified information and covertly tried to sabotage him during his first term. In 2018, the New York Times ran an op-ed by an anonymous author described as a senior member of the Trump administration who was covertly working to sabotage the president. The author of the New York Times resistance op-ed also penned an anti-Trump tell-all book titled A Warning. It turns out that the anonymous was not a senior official. Rather, he was a lower-level DHS official who donated to Barack Obama. In 2020, Miles Taylor outed himself as the anonymous in a Medium post. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And think about all this, everything that we're seeing, everything that is being investigated, everything that's being produced, and all the security clearances that Trump is now removing. It's all setting it up so he can go after the deep state players. And as of right now, it looks like Trump signed a memorandum revoking any active security clearance held by Chris Krebs and his associates. Trump said he's the fraud. He's a disgrace. And remember, he worked for CISA, and during this period of time, what did they do? They didn't protect the elections. They make sure that the cheating wouldn't be discovered. That's what they were really doing. And he was in charge of all that. And what's very interesting is that as Trump was signing the memorandum, Gretchen Whitmer was in the Oval Office during this period of time. Do you think Trump was sending a message? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump is ordering an investigation and a crackdown on the law firm Sussman Godfrey LLP, the legal powerhouse behind Dominion Voting Systems' highly publicized 2020 election defamation lawsuits, including its $787.5 million settlement from Fox News. The firm is also pursuing defamation cases against Trump allies, including Rudy Giuliani. The new directive orders the Department of Justice, the Office of Management and Budget, and intelligence agencies to immediately initiate a full-scale investigation into Sussman Godfrey, citing a pattern of egregious conduct, racial discrimination, and weaponization of the legal system against political opponents and the American public. I wonder what they're going to find out. This is going to be very, very interesting. So the executive order makes clear that Sussman Godfrey is no longer welcome in the halls of power. Section 1 denounces the firm for pushing radical diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, including programs that offer jobs and scholarships based solely on race. Section 2 calls for the suspension of security clearances held by Sussman employees and ends the firm's access to government resources and classified spaces. Section 3 orders a freeze and review of all federal contracts involving Sussman, urging agencies to cancel deals where possible. Section 4 ties the move to broader efforts to dismantle race-based hiring. Section 5 prohibits Sussman personnel from entering federal buildings. Section 6 underscores that this order must be interpreted in a way that defends American national security. This is rooting out law firms that use our justice system as political weapons, says White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf. So right there, you could see that Trump is going after all these law firms, Covington & Burling, Perkins Coie, Paul Weiss, Jenner & Block, and Wilmer Hale, major players in shielding corporate and political elites from accountability. So he's shutting it all down. And as he shuts all this down, what is Tulsi just announced? She announced that voting machines, they can be tampered with to steal the elections. So this is very, very interesting. Her statement now confirmed what all the conspiracy theorists have been saying, that the machines can be manipulated. So let's see. Elon is showing how the deep state players use social security numbers. They hand them out to the illegals. They get licenses. They can fill out the mail-in ballots. They can send them in. The mail-in ballots, they're fed into the machines. The machines have the ability to manipulate the numbers. That is very, very interesting. And it looks like the House just passed the SAVE Act, which is going to require one-day voting, paper ballots, the machines will no longer be used, voter ID. So this is going to be very, very interesting. But of course, Hillary Clinton, she decided to put out a little disinformation. She said the House just passed a Republican voter suppression measure that threatens voter access for millions of Americans, including 69 million women whose married names don't match their birth certificates. Make sure your senators know you expect them to stand against it. Mike Lee responded to her and said, Hillary is lying. Surprise. Democrats are terrified of the SAVE Act because it will secure American elections from illegal voting. So they're making things up, and that is absolutely true. And it has nothing to do with your married name and your maiden name. Once again, you can see the deep state players, they're trying everything they possibly can to make sure that people don't vote in person with paper ballots on one day with voter ID. Because this removes the ability of the deep state players to cheat. And if they can't cheat, they will never, ever, ever win another election. Because again, remember all these people, they're installed. They're not elected. They're not representing you. They're representing their masters. And then they use the fake news as their bullhorn to make it seem like they are the majority and this is what the people want. But again, we know that Trump and the Patriots, what are they doing? They are now building the entire narrative. They're creating the story of who the deep state is. And it looks like Tulsi Gabbard right now, she's going to be releasing the RFK MLK assassination files, and they're going to be released in the next few days. The Crossfire Hurricane files are now being released. All of this is going to come together in the end. And in the end, the people are going to see who the true enemy is. And we can see every day that passes, there's more and more winning. Clandestine put this out and said, so much winning right now. Tulsi and her new Dig Dask force are digging for proof of intent to prosecute bad actors in the IC. RFK Jr. is exposing the rise in autism and tackling the health crisis. Cash, Bongino, Bondi are rounding up violent criminals and teams are working to review the Epstein files. All these individuals are cleaning out their agencies. Trump and Bessent are restructuring the global trade system and nations are lining up to make new trade deals. Elon and Doge are consistently digging, exposing, cutting government waste. Soon to expose how the elections are manipulated. Soon to expose the kickbacks that the installed politicians are getting. There's a lot more to do, but you could see that everything is accelerating and the deep state players, they are panicking. And you can see that Trump, he is preparing for the MOAB, the mother of all bombs. Because once Trump removes all the power and the ability for the deep state players to do us harm, he has them where he wants them. They're blind, they're dumb, they can't push an event, and then he can drop every single thing that they have done. And I think, yes, they spied on Trump. Yes, they tried to get him. Yes, they tried to assassinate him. But when you see all this put together and you see how they overthrew the United States government, it's going to make complete and utter sense to the American people of why we've had all of this. And going back from the time JFK was assassinated all the way up to this time, the people are going to see who the true enemy is. And they haven't gone away. They have grown their system. And Trump, he's going to expose it all. And the deep state, they will cease to exist the way we know them today. Actually, they'll just cease to exist. And the D's, they will cease to exist the way we know them today. Why is this? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.